We've been on the ground better part of a year. We have, I think, at its core, met with over 300 stakeholders, whether they be individuals and or groups, neighborhood associations, police, fire unions, police commissioner on through, trying to understand the community, its needs, its wants, its desires. We've put together a program designed around that, which obviously we have up before the mayor and Kevin Kennedy's group at this time. And we're hopefully that ultimately, later this year, we'll win out not only Springfield, but Western Mass on behalf of the Commonwealth and our company.
You've made a lot of financial commitments, though, to organizations like Spirit of Springfield, to some of the sport teams in the city. Why do that?
Two things. A, it is what we do when we come into a city, and we want to demonstrate that. Well, today the decision is the mayor's and the mayor's offices. Ultimately, this will go to public referendum. We understand we want to educate folks on who we are and what we are as a company and what we can ultimately do for community. What we have done to date, we think and believe will represent what we would hope to do on an ongoing basis once granted a license and ultimately building the project here. And so, you know, it's part of what we do, and it's part of what our company does. And if you go to Mississippi, you go to Detroit, Michigan, you go to ultimately Las Vegas, it's the way we engage with the community.
Was there a feeling that you had to make this kind of grassroots effort because of the competition from Penn National and their partnership with Peter Picknelly, the prominent local businessman?
To a degree, absolutely. We thought, much like any campaign, although I would tell you the difference with this campaign is, at the end of the day, we'll end up with a host city agreement, which becomes a contract in writing with solid commitments to the community and to the city. So unlike a politician, we're going to have to uphold what we commit to here. But sure, we came in recognizing, we understood from a gaming perspective and from a resort perspective that we were a very large integrated company that does this all the time. And we think, frankly, at a different scale than the competition. But we also recognized coming in that the partnership that was put together here between Penn and some of the local community members was significant. And so we thought the best way to do it is to say, look, not all casino companies are created equal. This is what our resort company does, and to demonstrate that and begin to show that. And we took it to the people, and we literally had over 300 stakeholder meetings. We continue to have those. We continue to get, hopefully, garner support, and we thought it was important.
Some people have likened this, what you've done, to a very sophisticated political campaign. Is that a fair comparison?
I think in terms of its strategy, the answer is yes. In terms of, again, I'll reiterate, because I said it for a reason earlier, the differentiator between what we're doing and what we'll ultimately be obligated to do is in writing on contract, we have to commit to those and we have to fulfill those commitments. So a little different in that context, potentially. I'd like to think all politicians fulfill their promises. But yeah, the strategy is, remember, this is a public referendum. If we're fortunate enough to be chosen, it's up to the citizens of Springfield to determine whether they want this or not. And so we've taken that early approach, and we think it's been successful for us.
The first, the most immediate hurdle for you, though, is to successfully negotiate a host community agreement and get the recommendation from the mayor's office. Do you think what you've done up till now with the community support has any bearing on that outcome, on the outcome of those negotiations?
Look, here's where I think this is all going. I think ultimately on its merits, the projects will stand for themselves. Because I know in terms of negotiations, what I can say is I think the city is trying to drive both of us to a common place, which makes sense. And then beyond that, I think the judgment won't be then about the money that's being offered to the city in terms of taxes and other incremental abatements. It'll be more about what's the best employer, what's the best project, and try to put that on an even playing field. Time will tell. Obviously, we're not in their negotiations, nor are they in ours, but I would suspect that's where we're heading. And then it's up to the mayor and Kevin Kennedy and the consultancy group and the council to determine what they think is best for the city.